I am one of the younger priests in the diocese. Yes, younger than Father Aaron. He's old. But I've seen a lot in the years that I've been alive. And a lot of what I've seen is failed apocalypse attempts. I remember in elementary school, Y2K, the millennium's coming up, and everybody is freaking out. The computers are going to crash, the world is going to end, everything is going to go up in flames, so you better have a good New Year's Eve party. And then we went to school the next day and everything continued as normal. The Mayan calendar ran out during my lifetime. That was another one that was supposed to bring around the apocalypse and everything else. Still here. I remember my homily right before COVID hit the worst and we shut down, and there's a good song by REM. It's "The End of the World as You Know It and I Feel Fine." That was my homily that weekend. COVID had its impact. I certainly did plenty of funerals, but the world hasn't ended yet. And yet every year, more and more of these conspiracy theories, these apocalypse things, we keep hearing about them. And I look back at the 2,000-year history of the church and I go, why? Why do we care at this point? Why are we so busy trying to figure out when the world is going to end and how and all of these things? Because what does it matter? Like, really, what did any of those things matter? Y2K was an excuse to put stickers on things and for people to freak out. The Mayan calendar, they probably just didn't think in terms that long or ran out of rock to carve it on or whatever. Like, why do we care? And what difference does it make? If the world ends today or 5,000 years from now, what does it matter? What can you do about it? What does figuring it out and knowing exactly when it's going to happen, the day and the hour, give you any more control over? Absolutely nothing. And yet, so much time is wasted and energy expended on trying to figure out when it's all going to come crashing down. Why don't we live our life instead of worrying about it? Jesus in our gospel today is so clear. You can't serve the world and God. You cannot serve God and mammon. And worrying will not add a second to your life. Trust in your heavenly Father. As Catholics, we do believe at some point the world will come to an end. Jesus Christ will come back. Please be soon. And we will hopefully be taken to the heavenly kingdom. But he's not going to quiz you on whether you figured it out ahead of time. What he's going to ask you is how you lived. Did you love the poor? Did you forgive your neighbor? Did you serve God in all that you did? Did you appreciate the gifts that he has given you? That's what's going to matter in the end. Jesus will say, "I do not know you," or "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Two responses. None of those are contingent on us figuring out when it happens. They're contingent on what we do with every moment that we're given, here and now. Did we love? Do we believe that God truly is in charge and that he will take care of us? Or did we live for this world? You know, we like to be stressed out as a society, I'm convinced. Whether it's elections and politics or the economy, you know, the economists can't even figure out the economy now, so why are we worried about it? We still are here. Why do we listen to all these voices causing us to stress and fret and be concerned with this moment, here and now? What's going to happen? When's it crashing down? Why do we let ourselves be tortured by that? We know the truth that matters. God is love and came to save the world and offers us a chance at eternal life. The rest of it is dross. Throw it away. Don't care. God loves us so much that he would die on the cross for our sake, become a meager human being to relate to us and draw us to his heart in the heavenly kingdom, where there will be no more wailing or pain or anything, but eternal light and peace. Is that on our mind every day? Do we wake up in the morning and say, "God loves me and wants me to be with him forever in heaven"? Or do we take up our phones instead and check the stock market and the news and see what happened overnight? Like it matters? Does it change a thing? No. There is one eternal truth: God Himself and the love that He has for us. Concern yourself with that. Don't worry about these things in the world. They come and go, and the theories have come and gone many, many times, and it has not come to pass. But what has come to pass is God entering our history and saving us. The sacrifice that we approach here at this altar, the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ poured out for us to offer us eternal life, that has happened and happens here and now today. And that matters. And it is all that matters. Brothers and sisters, don't try to be some Gnostic or some mystic or some whatever. Be a believer. Love the Lord and trust Him. He's gotten us this far, and we haven't done so hot on our own. So let's believe in Him. He will care for us better than we could care for ourselves if we only take the time to care about Him.